Belshazzar died with the God of Israel being his worst enemy, and with having failed in his first day on the throne by throwing a drunken brawl and encountering a man of God. He comes back with all the wrath that a soul can muster, waiting 2,000 years to try to rebuild the city that he lost. And fancying himself to be as great as his father Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar now doesn't mind starting a great battle of Armageddon. Is this Armageddon? I have no doubt. But the significance of the battle that's being fought over the plains of Jezreel and in Saudi Arabia and in Chaldea and the site of ancient Babylon and the site of the ancient school of the prophets at Carmel, that's not nearly so important as the battle that's happening here this morning. The Battle of Armageddon is fought in the air. It's fought between the prince of the power of the air and the prince of the power of the earth. It is called a battle between the sons and daughters of light and the sons and daughters of darkness. Now, our biggest challenge in this battle is going to be recognizing who the enemy is. It's real easy to target Saddam Hussein, but he won't be around very long. But that won't be the end of the battle. We're not through with this battle yet. We've just begun. But we are in it. And if you can find people who are truly sons and daughters of light, that means people who have no darkness in them. It means people who are so committed to light and love that they cannot be tempted to hurt other people. Those who justify causing pain to anyone for any reason are not the sons of light and love. But if people have hearts so pure that they know that there is a power greater than the power of Scud missiles. Scud missiles have their power from force and from fear. It is a dark power. It is a destructive power. There are a few people who know that there is a greater power than any destructive power, and that's the power that built this whole thing in the first place, that built this planet, that gives life to the trees of this planet. That power is expansion, love, and light. The power of love and light is greater than the power of darkness. Light can overtake the darkness in any room, in any place, and nowhere will you find darkness that can take away light. It doesn't exist. Light is more powerful than darkness. Love is more powerful than fear. How many of us know that? How many of us, when we are threatened, turn to fear and anger and force, instead of knowing love is a greater power? And when we use force, we always get it back. We get hurt. And somehow we know this intellectually. But can we internalize it into our hearts so that we're made into the sons and daughters of light? I think the people who know that the power of love is greater than the power of fear are so few. Such a tiny percentage of the 5.5 billion people of the world, that if this war is between the sons and daughters of light and the sons and daughters of darkness, then those of light may be outnumbered 10 million to 1. Make that 5 billion to 1. How in the world can we win this battle? I have a suggestion. If you want to commit yourself to be one of the sons or daughters of light, if you can really believe that love is stronger than fear, then stand up and join the army from that side, and don't send hate messages to Saddam Hussein. What that guy can't stand is love. He can't handle it. So why don't we just love him to death? That's the way to win a battle. It's never been tried before. Why don't we prove that it will work? That's our challenge. And even if we're outnumbered 5 billion to 1, I want to tell you something. One righteous man speaking in terms of love can call from his left hand 1,000 angels with drawn swords, and from his right hand 10,000. So we get multiplied real fast when we join the ranks of Michael, the archangel, and his troops of the way of light. But there's one more very humble being that we need to enlist in our army. The only creature on earth that is androgynous and gives more to the earth than he takes from it. The humble, simple, magnificent earthworm. He eats the earth and leaves behind him more, both in richness and in volume, than he took. Now that's a miracle. And every earthworm crawling under the surface of the ground around you is working miracles all the time and taking them quite for granted. And there are a lot more worms on earth than men, thank God. And they are all committed to healing this planet, our Mother Earth. We've got the angels on our side, and the earthworms are rooting for us. We can't lose.